And this news update's being brought to you by Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Good Monday morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance with a look at your news for the hour. Construction is moving forward on a major new facility for Thumb Area Transit just outside Bad Axe, with officials reporting steady progress on the long-awaited project. Work began earlier this year at the new site near the intersection of Whitlam Street and Bushland Road. The development marks a significant upgrade for the regional transit provider, which serves residents across Huron County. Transit Director Ken Jimkoski says the project is going very well, with crews currently in the early phases of construction following site preparation that started in January. The new operations center carries an estimated price tag of about $32 million. Officials say the entire project is being funded through state and federal grants with no local tax dollars required. Once completed, the facility will replace the agency's current outdated location, which has struggled to keep up with the growing demand and expanding fleet. In recent years, Thumb Area Transit has seen ridership climb to more than 400,000 trips annually. Construction is expected to continue over the next year, with the new transit hub slated to open in early 2027. Officials say the larger modern site will improve efficiency and help transportation needs across the Thumb for years to come. And a Sanilac County man is facing felony charges in connection with a large theft from a local business. Authorities say 45-year-old Wayne Francis Jin of Brown City was arraigned in district court after being accused of stealing wire and equipment valued at more than $20,000 from a Snover area company. Investigators allege the theft involved power cables and materials taken from Albrecht Sand and Gravel. The business reported significant losses, including hundreds of feet of cable and damaged equipment. Jin is charged with larceny over $20,000 and malicious destruction of property. A not guilty plea was entered on his behalf during his arraignment, and bond was set at $10,000, and the case remains under the investigation by the Sanilac County Sheriff's Office. And the Michigan Senate has approved bipartisan legislation aimed at limiting mandatory overtime for hospital nurses. Lawmakers voted 21-16 in favor of the bills, which would restrict hospitals from requiring nurses to work beyond their scheduled shifts, except during emergencies such as public health crises or mass casualty events. Supporters say the changes needed to address fatigue and burnout, noting that some nurses have been required to work shifts lasting up to 18 hours under current practices. The legislation would also require at least 8 hours of rest after a 12-hour shift unless a nurse voluntarily agrees to waive that time. It includes protections against disciplinary action for those who refuse overtime. Hospitals that violate the rules could face fines starting at $1,000, increasing with repeated offenses. And we'll return after this word from our sponsor.
Your home is one of the most important investments you'll make. At Thumb Bank and Trust, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Hi, this is Heather Drabeck, mortgage lender at Thumb Bank and Trust. Whether you're buying your first house, refinancing to save money, or building the home you've always dreamed of, our mortgage team is here to help. We offer fixed-rate mortgages, construction loans, and options designed to meet you where you are. Looking to update your kitchen, add a garage, or finally tackle that home improvement list? We also offer home equity loans and lines of credit, giving you access to the equity you've built at a rate you can feel good about. At Thumb Bank & Trust, we keep your loan local. That means local decisions, local service, and a team that knows your community, because we're part of it. Stop by one of our branches or visit thumb.bank to learn more. Thumb Bank & Trust, community strong since 1895.
Heather Drabeck, NMLS number 758504. Thumb Bank & Trust, NMLS number 462637. An equal housing lender and member FDIC. Loans are subject to credit approval.
And we're back with a look at more news. The U.S. Supreme Court is scheduled to hear oral arguments today regarding the extent of the federal authority over interstate waterways. The case centers on whether specific industrial runoff standards exceed the mandates originally set by the Clean Water Act. Legal analysts suggest the ruling could significantly impact how the Environmental Protection Agency enforces regulations on private landowners. A decision is expected by the end of the judicial term in June. And early results from Bulgaria's snap parliamentary elections show a landslide victory for Progressive Bulgaria Coalition. The group, led by former President Ruman Radev, have secured over 44% of the vote according to the preliminary tallies. The victory suggests a significant shift toward pro-European integration policies, while international observers have described the voting process as generally free and fair, despite the country's recent political volatility. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Thumb Bank & Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And Ashley Homestore and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home.
Spring is finally here, and the savings are blooming at Ashley and Bad Axe during our spring savings event. Freshen up your home with up to 25% off store-wide and brighten any room with accessories up to 33% off. Take your pick from sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Dining sets for the family gatherings. Recliners and lift chairs for comfort. Mattresses and bedroom furniture for better sleep. End tables, entertainment stands, office furniture, accessories, area rugs, and so much more. All waiting for you this spring. And with 1 year and 5 year no interest financing available, it's never been easier to bring home the style you love. Don't miss our floor model specials, Price to Go and Going Fast. Spring into savings. Deals are blooming right now at Ashley and Bad Axe, your locally owned and operated Ashley store.
So who's got the stock? Ashley Home Store has the furniture and mattresses you need, ready for you to take home today. This is Matt Schultz. Let me show you our selection. Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe, this is home.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And that has been a look at your Monday morning news broadcast, brought to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servants.